The word spell does not mean what most people think it means. Trace it back to Old English, and spell simply meant a story, a narration, a saying. The original magic was never smoke and candles. It was structured language shaping reality. That reframe matters enormously, Anthony, because it means every successful person who has ever used deliberate self-talk, written goals, or scripted affirmations has been casting spells. They just called it something else. Now, here is where neuroscience makes this undeniable. Deep in your brainstem sits a bundle of nerves called the reticular activating system, or RAS. Think of it as your brain's personal filter. Every second, your senses are flooded with millions of data points. The RAS decides what reaches your conscious mind. It prioritizes what you have told it matters. That means when you define a financial goal with precision and emotional weight, your RAS begins surfacing opportunities, conversations, and patterns that were always there. You were simply not tuned to them. The goal did not create the opportunity. Your attention did. This is where the intentionality framework comes in, Anthony, and it has three pillars. The first is clarity. A vague intention like, "I want more money," gives the RAS nothing to lock onto. A precise intention, a specific number, a specific timeline, a specific purpose, gives it a target. The second pillar is emotional charge. Research into effective forecasting shows that people who vividly visualize the emotional outcome of a goal, not just the goal itself, but how it feels to have it, demonstrate far greater persistence and grit over time. Emotion is not decoration. It is the fuel. The third pillar is a predefined path. For example, suppose you want to attract a $10,000 opportunity. If your mind has no framework for how that money arrives, what you do with it, or what it represents, the RAS has no behavioral roadmap to follow. Money needs a mental address before it can show up at your door. The key idea connecting all three pillars is mental rehearsal. Neuroscientific research confirms that visualization activates the same neural circuits as physically performing the task. Your brain, at the circuit level, does not fully distinguish between a vividly imagined success and a real one. That is not mysticism. That is documented neuroscience. So a money spell, properly understood, is a structured mental rehearsal with emotional charge attached. You are not asking the universe for a favor. You are programming your own perception and behavior. You are making yourself more likely to act, more likely to notice, and more likely to persist. The ritual is the rehearsal. The rehearsal rewires the brain. Remember this, Anthony. Success begins with a clear, emotionally charged intention that aligns your internal reality with your external goals. The ancient practitioners who used structured words and focused ceremony were, in their own framework, doing exactly what modern performance psychology now validates. They were directing attention. They were rehearsing outcomes. They were charging their nervous systems with purpose. The takeaway is simple and actionable. Define your financial goal with surgical precision. Attach a visceral emotional image to it. Give the money a path in your mind. Then let your RAS do what it was built to do, which is find every thread in the world that leads you there.